Welcome to the Maestro Circe podcast, where English learners worldwide learn and increase fluency in American English. As an English learner who moved to the United States of America more than 40 years ago, I began learning American English with the guidance and encouragement of my teachers. As an American English teacher with over 30 years of experience teaching English learners in California, USA, I know that learning English is neither easy nor simple. Learning English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Let's work together to help you succeed.
Welcome to the Learn American English with Maestro Circe podcast. For the next few months, our podcasts published on Wednesdays will include excerpts from Maestro Circe's ebook, Mastering Sentences in American English, A Guide for English Learners. In addition, during each Wednesday episode, we'll also include a grammar lesson to help you build your American English language skills. Are you ready? Let's begin.
Chapter 3. Connecting Ideas, Compound Sentences. Crafting Clear Connections. Have you ever felt frustrated trying to convey your thoughts clearly and connect your ideas seamlessly? As an English language educator, I've witnessed countless students grapple with this fundamental challenge. Crafting clear, cohesive sentences that build upon one another is an essential skill, yet one that often eludes even the most diligent learners. What if I told you that the secret lies in the art of using coordinating conjunctions? These powerful little words, and, but, or, nor, for, so, yet, have the transformative ability to transform simple, choppy sentences into richly textured, logically flowing expressions. By weaving these conjunctions into your writing, you can elevate your communication to new heights, captivating your audience and conveying your message with precision and eloquence. The problem: disjointed sentences and fragmented ideas. Picture this scenario. You're reading an essay or listening to a presentation, and the ideas feel like they're jumping all over the place. One moment, the writer is discussing a particular point, and the next, they've abruptly shifted to an entirely different topic without any clear transition. This jarring experience leaves you feeling frustrated and disconnected, struggling to follow the thread of the argument or narrative. The culprit behind this disjointed flow is often the overuse of short, simple sentences. While there's nothing inherently wrong with basic sentence structures, relying on them exclusively can result in a fragmented, disorganized writing style. Without the strategic use of coordinating conjunctions, your ideas may fail to cohere, leaving your reader or listener feeling lost and unable to grasp the larger significance or coherence of your message. The typical approach: simplistic sentence structure. Many language learners, and even some native speakers, tend to gravitate towards the most straightforward sentence construction, subject-verb-object. This basic formula can be effective for conveying simple, standalone ideas, but it falls short when it comes to building more complex, interconnected narratives or arguments. Consider the following example. I went to the grocery store. I bought some apples. I also bought some bread. I needed those items for my recipe. While each of these sentences is clear and grammatically correct, the lack of conjunctions creates a sense of disjointedness. The reader or listener is left to infer the logical relationships between the different actions and their significance. This places an unnecessary burden on the audience and can undermine the overall coherence of the message. The transformative power of coordinating conjunctions. Now, let's take that same sequence of ideas and weave in some coordinating conjunctions. I went to the grocery store, and I bought some apples. I also bought some bread, for I needed those items to complete my recipe. By simply incorporating the conjunctions and for, the flow of ideas becomes much more seamless and cohesive. The reader or listener can now easily follow the logical progression. The speaker went to the store, purchased specific items, and did so with a clear purpose in mind. This is the power of coordinating conjunctions in action. These small but mighty words act as bridges, connecting your thoughts and guiding your audience through the narrative or argument with ease. They transform simple, disjointed sentences into richly textured expressions that capture the nuances of your ideas and the relationships between them. Mastering the art of compound sentences, the secret to harnessing the power of coordinating conjunctions lies in the art of crafting compound sentences. Unlike simple sentences, which contain a single independent clause, compound sentences weave together two or more independent clauses using conjunctions. Consider the following examples. Simple sentence, I like apples. Compound sentence, I like apples, and I also enjoy oranges. Simple sentence, the weather was sunny today. Compound sentence, the weather was sunny today, so I decided to go for a walk. By linking independent clauses with coordinating conjunctions, you can create a more dynamic, interconnected flow of ideas. This not only enhances the clarity of your writing, but also allows you to convey more nuanced relationships between your thoughts, causal, contrastive, additive, and more. The benefits of compound sentences. Embracing the power of compound sentences offers a multitude of benefits for both writers and speakers. Improved coherence and flow. Coordinating conjunctions act as smooth transitions, guiding your audience through your ideas and creating a sense of logical progression. Enhanced expressiveness. Compound sentences enable you to communicate more complex and nuanced relationships between your thoughts, allowing for a richer, more precise articulation of your message. Greater audience engagement. By crafting compound sentences that flow naturally and connect ideas seamlessly, you can captivate your readers or listeners, making your communication more engaging and impactful. Stronger argumentative power. Compound sentences allow you to present your reasoning and evidence in a more cohesive, persuasive manner, strengthening the overall impact of your argument. Increased writing fluency. Regularly incorporating coordinating conjunctions into your sentences can help you develop a more fluent, natural writing style, ultimately improving the quality of your written communication. Putting it into practice. Strategies for mastering compound sentences. Honing the art of crafting compound sentences requires practice and a keen eye for identifying opportunities to connect your ideas. Here are some strategies to help you get started. Familiarize yourself with the coordinating conjunctions. Become intimately acquainted with the seven main coordinating conjunctions and, but, or, nor, for, so, yet. Understand the unique functions and meanings they convey and how they can be used to link independent clauses. Identify opportunities for connection. As you write or speak, actively look for places where you can combine two related ideas into a compound sentence. Ask yourself, how can I use a conjunction to link these thoughts? Start small and build complexity. Begin by practicing with simple compound sentences, gradually incorporating more intricate relationships and nested clauses as you gain confidence. Vary your conjunction use. Don't just rely on the same conjunction repeatedly. Explore the nuances of each coordinating conjunction and experiment with using different ones to achieve specific rhetorical effects. Seek feedback and revise. Share your writing with others and solicit their feedback on the clarity and cohesion of your compound sentences. Use this insight to refine your skills and identify areas for improvement. Embracing the transformative power of compound sentences. By mastering the art of crafting compound sentences, you can unlock a new level of expressiveness and clarity in your communication. No longer will your ideas feel disjointed, or your message fragmented. Instead, you'll wield the power of coordinating conjunctions to seamlessly connect your thoughts, captivate your audience, and convey your message with precision and eloquence. So, the next time you sit down to write or prepare a presentation, remember the transformative potential of compound sentences. Embrace the strategic use of conjunctions and watch as your communication soars to new heights, leaving a lasting impression on all who encounter your words. Understanding interjections. What are interjections? In the world of grammar, interjections are like the spice in a sentence. They add flavor, emotion, and excitement to what we say or write. Interjections are words or phrases that express strong emotions or sudden feelings. They can stand alone or be inserted into a sentence to convey a particular emotion. For example, wow or ouch are common interjections. They can express joy, surprise, pain, excitement, or any other strong emotion the speaker is feeling. How to identify interjections? Interjections are easy to spot because they often stand by themselves, separated from the rest of the sentence by an exclamation point, comma, or an exclamation phrase. They can also be found at the beginning of a sentence to express a sudden emotion or feeling. For instance, in the sentence, "Ouch, that hurt," the word "ouch" is an interjection expressing pain. Common examples of interjections. There are various types of interjections used in everyday language. Some common interjections include wow, used to express surprise or amazement. Yikes, used to show fear or shock. Hooray, used to celebrate joy or success. Oops, used to acknowledge a mistake. Phew, used to show relief. These words add color and emotion to our conversations and writing. Using interjections in writing. Interjections can enhance the tone and mood of your writing. They bring life to your sentences and help convey the emotions of the characters or the narrator. When writing dialogue, interjections can make the conversation more realistic and engaging. For example, in a story, if a character suddenly realizes something, you could write, "Aha, I've got it," to show their moment of discovery. Practice using interjections. Now it's your turn to practice using interjections. Try incorporating interjections into your own sentences to express different emotions. Think about how interjections can change the tone of what you are saying. Experiment with using interjections in dialogue to make it more dynamic and expressive. Remember, interjections are a fun and creative way to add personality to your writing. In conclusion, interjections are a valuable tool in language that allow us to express a wide range of emotions and feelings. By mastering the use of interjections, you can bring your writing to life and connect with your readers on a deeper level. So go ahead, have fun with interjections, and watch how they transform your words into vibrant expressions of emotion.
Thank you for being part of today's podcast with Maestro Circe, where English learners worldwide learn American English. Due to popular demand, we are now sharing educational podcasts 3 times a week on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. In the meanwhile, if you'd like to access a variety of educational offerings, feel free to visit our website at www.sersea.com. Learning American English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Keep up the good work.